going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What do you got for us on the draft coming up, Matt? What do you want to talk about before we end up here?
Well, let's each give like 3 players that we love as fits for the Bills. And that can be on day one, that can be on day two, that can be on day three, whatever it is. You know, we didn't really talk about this beforehand. We just said, hey, let's give a couple names. I have done so much stuff on the we're getting ready for a draft special. You know, you have different conversations, Jordan Reed, ESPN, Field Yates, ESPN, different people at the combine. So I feel like I've got a pretty good baseline of knowledge on certain players who I think would be really strong picks for the Bills. So you want to go first? You want me to go first? It doesn't matter either way to me.
I'll go first. Guy that I the position I think they're most likely to address, and the guy I would love to be there, but I just don't think that he will be, that I'd love him because I think he'd be a great fit for the Bills, is Derek Harmon. The defensive tackle from Oregon. He's close to 6'5", 313 pounds. He's not super big, but he's not undersized either. I think he's got the right kind of body you want there. And he's not going to be the necessary penetrator, but he does have, he did have 5 sacks last year, but this is a guy that can anchor. He can do a lot of things. He can be a real flexible piece for you there that can be that true kind of run stuffer that can also add a little bit more as well. I think he's got a really good game.
Did you see the report today? I forgot who had it. Brian Brodus. He is with, I want to make sure this is right, he's in Green Bay. So I think he's on the radio in Green Bay. And he did something about how Derek Harmon, he has heard, could slip because of medical concerns a little bit. Now, that would be a very interesting, because Derek Harmon, I think right now the Bills don't have a chance of getting him if they stay at 30. But if there's a little bit of a medical concern.
Don't these things happen all the time around draft week?
Every time, every year. Yeah. It feels like we're talking about somebody with a medical concern that doesn't end up being a significant concern. So who knows if they actually slip. Okay, so then I'll stick on the defensive line. It feels like the more attainable guy, if you stay at 30 or make a minor trade back, is Tyleek Williams from Ohio State. I think that this is a name Bills fans should know about just because he has a skill set that I think would be a strong fit with what the Bills already have on their roster. And I also think he's just a player who's attainable because of where he is expected to be drafted. Now, I will say, from a lot of the stuff that I've read and a lot of the conversations I've had, don't be surprised if he sneaks his way into the first round. Like, I don't think it's out of this world that the Bills could draft him at pick 30. I think ideally they would make a minor move back and try and still get him. But Tyleek Williams is a name I think a lot of Bills fans need to keep on the back burner because I think he could make a lot of sense for the Bills. I'm pretty sure he visited with the team, and I think he is a name that we should keep our eyes on.
Okay. I'll go – what, you want to go second then?
Yeah, sure. I'll go second. Okay. I alluded to it earlier, but it's funny. I asked both Field Yates and Jordan Reed from ESPN a similar question. I was like, give me a guy who just makes a ton of sense for the Bills, and they both said Trey Amos. They're like, listen, the skill set, the type of player he is, the production, the size, every single thing kind of checks the box of what the Bills are looking for. So this is a cornerback from Ole Miss. He only spent 1 year at Ole Miss, and you know he was a productive player before then, but really started to shine once he got there. I think that this is, he's a long corner, but he's athletic. He checks a lot of the boxes. If the Bills draft a cornerback late first round, early second round, that is the name I think it will be. I think the first wave will go. The first wave is guys like Jahdae Barron will be gone, like Travis Hunter will obviously be gone. Like, those players will be gone. But if they stick around, I think he fits more what they want to do than a player like Max Harrison. Just from a skill set standpoint, a size standpoint, they like long corners who can tackle and can play zone. And Trey Amos does that.
All right, I'm going to stay with that theme, and I'm going to say Darian Porter of Iowa State. I think he does all of this as well. He's actually taller than Trey Amos, 6'3", 195, right?
He's huge.
Yeah, I mean, this is a guy that I think, you know, would be perfect for this. He's got all these traits that I love. He reminds me a lot of, you've seen the comparison of Tariq Woolen. And I thought the Bills would love Tariq Woolen when he came out. They didn't draft him. I loved him. I thought that would be a perfect fit. So to me, this is a guy where, you know, he would fit right there. So I don't know if I have another guy here.
And,
but
he's a day two player, Darian Porter, which I think fits what we're talking about for the Bills. So I like that. All right, I've got one more. Do you want to go first? Do you want me to go first?
You go ahead.
It's so hard for me not saying a wide receiver because I am so on board with the wide receivers. I'm going to go with safety Xavier Watts from Notre Dame. And it's not even just because of the position he plays. Like, a lot of people will hear this and they're going to be like, Matt, why would the Bills draft another safety in the second round? They just drafted Cole Bishop. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, you need two guys to build around for the future. And I have no issue if they think Xavier Watts is a ball hawk. He's a playmaker. Like, he's not like the best athlete, but still a good athlete who I think would bring some real juice to that secondary and I think could get on the field right away. Like, I think you would feel really excited about the possibility of a Xavier Watts, Cole Bishop combination moving forward as kind of like the safeties for years to come if they develop into what you think they're going to develop. But I could see the Bills really liking the Xavier Watts skill set from Notre Dame.
All right, well, I'll stick with wide receiver. Say Ty Felton from Maryland. 4.37, a close to 40-inch vertical. You know, you're getting the speed and you're getting a catch radius and other ways to go about it too. But I think they really want a fast receiver. I think that's a guy that I think would fit for the Bills that I'd really like and think that you could put him in and he could contribute in year one.
Yeah, the other names that I'll say a couple wide receivers, even though I'm cheating a little bit. So Savion Williams from TCU is a really interesting player. Do you know much about him? He's more of like a day two / yep, early day three pick. So this dude is 6'4", ran a 4.48. He is used as their wildcat quarterback running back at TCU. He can throw the ball like 75 yards. He could be immediately a red zone weapon of like, hey, you want to not have Josh Allen do every sort of quarterback sneak possible? Stick this dude in the wildcat and like let him work. But he's also got the frame of somebody who could stretch in the size of somebody who could be utilized in a lot of different ways. He's not like the most pure route runner. Other like strictly speed guys that a lot of people have tied to the Bills. I mean, if they're sticking on day three or day two, would probably be like Jalen Royals from Utah State. He's just an absolute burner. Tez Johnson from Oregon is like a fun day three pick. He doesn't have the biggest frame, but he can absolutely move. The other name that I'm very interested in is what happens with Isaiah Bond, because Isaiah Bond was somebody who had a visit with the Bills, who has serious speed. You know, the rumblings were, hey, he could beat Xavier Worthy's 40 time. He didn't really even sniff it. He didn't have a great 40. But then there was the stuff where you know, a couple, I don't even know, because I don't think he was charged. He turned himself in. So like that doesn't scream Bills at all. So I wonder if he's just even on their board anymore. But you wonder if he's available like on day three or something like that, if a team would jump up and take the risk.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
big company run media and people are trusting it less and less, that it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.